Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast.
Your podcast baristas, Leslie and Brittany, have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To, like, use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah. Y'all.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
All right. I should put this down.
What is our topic today?
Our topic is working from home.
Ooh, working from home. Yeah. Which sounds freaking awesome, but that's a myth.
Yeah.
It's a lie.
Yeah. It's a lie.
Actually, it is awesome, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of extra work.
It is a lot of work.
You do it.
I do.
Or they.
Welcome to Mill Spouse Coffee House, everybody.
Hello. Hello. How are you today, everyone?
We hope you're doing well. And just in true, you know, Mill Spouse Coffee House fashion, we just jumped right into the topic.
I'm going to jump in with both feet.
I'm Brittany, and Leslie is here too.
Hey.
And today we are going to talk about working from home. It's such a hot topic in the military spouse community. Mm-hmm. And guys, I've got to talk about this because it irks me sometimes because I see these posts and people are like, I need a work from home job because my kids are at home and I need something that I can do from home. But the thing that you have to understand is that most places that are going to hire you to work from home, they're not going to want you to have those kind of distractions.
Exactly.
Right?
You can't be making phone calls, baby screaming in the back.
Right.
Sorry.
And actually, finding work-from-home jobs is not as hard as you think it might be. There's all kinds of websites. There's all kinds of opportunities. You just have to kind of know where to look, and you need to know how to network.
Networking is key. Absolutely.
Yeah, networking is absolutely key. I've been working from home since 2008, and I can tell you that it does have its perks, but there have been times where I have literally not left my house for a week. And I've looked down and I've been like, I've been wearing yoga pants all
right. Week. You totally lose that, you know, that balance and that separation of work and home. Like, you can't just walk in your front door and you're like, oh, okay, great, I'm home.
Right. What almost becomes like jail. I'll never forget when my husband was deployed and my daughter was in daycare, and it was cool because I could walk to daycare from where we lived. So I would literally wake up, I would walk her to preschool, I'd walk back home to my home office, and where I work, I have to work certain hours. Like, I can't just work whenever
right.
I want
yeah.
to.
Yeah, that's another myth there that people think.
Exactly. About. That's another myth too, is you can't work whenever you want. You have to be online for certain hours, right? For most jobs.
Right.
So I had to work basically 9 to 5. And then I'd go pick up my daughter at preschool. I'd come back home and she was young enough. Her bedtime was like 6:30 or 7. Mm-hmm. So she'd go to bed. My husband's deployed. So I'm stuck at home all day.
Yeah, you can't just leave her sleeping to go do stuff.
Well, and I'm not going to pay a babysitter $15 an hour so that I can go to the gym. Just not going to do it.
No. Oh, yeah, that is rough. Dang, how long did you do that cycle?
Oh, gosh, that was awful. About a year. It was really terrible. It was, 2 years. It was a really difficult time for
me. That is rough. Yeah, I guess I tried to work at home for a while during deployment with Lula, and it just drove me nuts. And I eventually had to leave.
Well, yeah, because you can't get anything done. And I think a lot of people don't realize that childcare is something that employers require. They're not going to let you just have your kid at home with you.
Oh, really? So they're going to say, like, hey, if you're at home, you need to have childcare?
Yep. It was part of my agreement. Like,
yeah. But it totally makes sense. I mean, me as an employer, I don't think that I would – you know, I wouldn't want somebody doing stuff with the distractions that I know are there.
Well, right. Especially if you're talking to clients or, we don't really do video calls with my company, but you can't have a screaming kid in the background, or you have to be on conference calls at specific times. You can't just say sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. And it's tough. It's really tough because you're right. People think it's all great.
And now there are some great things about it. right? There are some great things about working from home. Like, I think last year in 2018, I had one sick day out of the whole year. And it wasn't even because I was sick. It was because my daughter was sick and we had to be at the doctor all day long.
Right. So, that's true. Because I guess you don't have to, like, get up and go anywhere and spread germs and all that stuff.
Yes.
Just unless you're really under the weather and can't concentrate. But...
oh, gosh, that's the worst, too. And I don't know about you, but when I take medicine, my head, like, I always feel like a zombie.
Hey, everyone. It's Sheena from the Dear Mill Family Podcast, and you're listening to Mill Spouse Coffeehouse with Brittany and Leslie. Have fun.
But yeah, working from home is difficult. And another thing that is sort of interesting is, like, when people, that's what they advertise, like, oh, work from home. It's going to be great. Da-da-da-da-da. And those people are probably working from home and should know better than to do that. They should know the reality, unless they don't have kids. Now, if you don't have kids, right, then that's a whole another story.
Well, it was a different story. When I worked from home before I had my daughter, I literally, like, I was so active and I did workout classes at night and I did all kinds of stuff. And, you know, so I actually got out of the house. Mm-hmm. And really, these days, the only time I'm getting out of the house is when I take her to daycare in the morning and then when I go to pick her up from daycare at night. And those are the two times that I leave the house during the work day, at least. Or unless I'm running an errand at lunchtime or something.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, because you got to clock in and clock out just like everybody else.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I have to tell my team when I'm leaving because my work day operates whenever the rest of our clients are online. So, you know, I think it's just important for people to know that working from home is great, but it's not everything you think that it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a false sense of hope there.
There is. And there are places, right? It's not all shiny, guys.
Right.
And the thing is, too, is there are places that you guys can go if you just look. Like, there's We Work Remotely. There's a military spouse Facebook group called Vert Force. There's Mad Skills, which is now called Instant Teams. I get on a regular basis, just because I like to share virtual jobs with fellow military spouses, I'm on like four or five different remote work websites. And we can share one on our Facebook page just to show you guys. Really, what you need to do is sign up for those. And when you find a job that you think you might be interested in, go on LinkedIn, check your connections, and see if you know anybody who works for that company or anybody who's connected with somebody who works at that company.
Yeah, that networking.
You send them a quick message and you say, hey, I have some questions about working for blah, blah, blah. Can you please, you know, are you available next Tuesday at 2:00? Can I call you for a 15-minute phone call?
Yes.
And guys, it's not
that's
that
money, hard. Y'all.
Yeah.
That advice is money, because I don't think a lot of people know that A, those exist, and B, how to follow up with them. You know, you can submit an application, but that you don't have any, like, follow-up after that.
Right.
You know, there's no guarantee that anything got there. You don't know.
Well, a lot of the filters automatically are not even human beings. When you fill out an application, it's computers searching for keywords. And if you don't put in those exact keywords, your application's out the door, even if you're super qualified for the position.
Right.
So the key here, guys, is do not fill out the application first. You want to reach out to somebody on LinkedIn first, build that relationship and say, I'm about to submit an application. Would you mind giving HR a heads up that my name, you know, to look for my name?
Boom. There's your work at home jobs, you guys.
Because
it is, I mean, you know, work at home, I know we just kind of talked about the negative aspects of it, but it is really, really awesome for our community when we're moving and we're doing stuff and there's deployments and all of the things that come with our life. And there are so many opportunities that people just don't know about.
Yeah, it really pains me when I see people and they're like, oh, I've been applying for jobs after job after job. And yes, that's going to happen. But if you don't know how to network and you kind of don't know how to work the system or really don't know where to look, it's so
dead
overwhelming.
In the water.
Yeah, it's so overwhelming. But it actually brings me to an awesome topic that, Leslie, I want to tell you about, because you and I haven't even really gotten to talk about this yet. But I want to tell you about a company called BabyQuip.
I have heard about them.
Yeah, yes. They're super cool.
But I don't understand how they work.
Okay, so let me lay it out for you. So BabyQuip is a company that allows users to rent out their baby furniture, right? So,
like cribs that you don't use anymore? Like now that we have 4-year-olds that don't sleep in cribs?
Cribs, high chairs, strollers, all of that kind of good stuff. And, you know, it's great for when we're PCSing and our household goods haven't showed up yet. You can go on the BabyQuip website and you can look for a provider near you and just rent it directly from there.
When you're waiting on the movers who've lost half of your things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Or if
those
you're
huge ticket item, like they're bulky too.
Oh, I know. I know. Traveling. You don't want to pull them around with you. So if you're going on vacation somewhere, you're going to go visit your parents or you're going on vacation and you want to just rent some, you know, if you're staying in an Airbnb or something, and you can go on babyquip.com and look for a provider near you and use that for your rental, for your vacation.
That's amazing.
I know.
Because like when Lula was little, it was like the pack and play and the stroller and this, and it took up like half the car. Or if you're having to check your bag, then you have like a car seat and a stroller.
Oh, I know.
And like all of the things that are obnoxious and expensive.
Well, and it's a way to make extra money too. So we were just talking about working from home. So, I mean, what a great job to have. You're renting out your own furniture. And I think they have a program where you actually can like purchase furniture as well or purchase baby items as well and just use those even though you didn't use them. So, I mean, why not make money on stuff that you have already, right?
So that's cool. I guess I didn't put two and two together that it's like basically a side hustle. That you could do.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So you can rent out that baby crib that you have in the storage shed behind your house or, or whatever.
I mean, clean it. Please clean it first.
clean it. But you could rent that out for somebody who needs it for, you know, a day or a couple days or a couple weeks or whatever.
That's awesome. Whoever came up with that is genius.
I know.
Like,
so
convenience, money making, everyone wins.
And it's perfect for military spouses, you know?
There's so many occasions that I could have used that.
I know, me too.
I just got rid of Lula's stuff, so now I can't be the...
I know, that's what I told them when I was talking to them on the phone. I was like, I've gotten rid of all my baby stuff because we're one and done, but it's all good. It's all good. I just wanted to share that with our listeners because our listeners are getting 10% off of their rental through the end of May, so through May 31st. When you use the code MILSPOUSE when you check out. So you're going to go to babyquip.com and you're going to use the code MILSPOUSE for 10% off of your purchase. So, you know, if you got PCS season's coming up, guys.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
And spring break, you know, we got spring break and like summer vacation, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's only through May 31st right now. So use that code before then. And then if you want to be a provider for BabyQuip, just go to babyquip.com and then we'll put a link on the bottom so that they know that you're a military spouse. So we'll make sure we share that link that you can use to sign up as a provider.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Side hustles for everyone who has babies.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And actually, the code to use is you can go to babyquip.com/affiliate/MILSPOUSE. That's the correct place to go.
Boom. We'll put it down at the bottom.
We'll make sure that you guys have it. But definitely check it out. Such a great opportunity. And how cool. I mean, that sounds like a great way to make some money on stuff that you already have. So
no kidding.
Easy peasy.
Right? Way better than a garage sale because that is a pain in the ass.
Oh, gosh. Don't even get me started on garage sales.
I'm over it. I just actually would rather do curb alerts at this point because the amount of money that you make at a garage sale, not worth it.
I know. All the work that you put into it, it's nuts. Mm. It's nuts. That's another way you could work from home, I suppose, is just have garage sales all the time, but I don't think that'd be a very successful gig.
Eventually you'll run out of stuff. I mean, unless you curb alert, if you just like, you know, go buy, pick up free things and then resell them. That's a lot of work. Don't do that. I mean, actually, if you want to do that, do it.
But I think people actually do that, don't they? They like curb alert and then they like shabby chic it and stuff and they sell it.
Yeah. I mean, if you got the hustle to do that, good on you because you can't. I mean, you're not doing it. It's nothing but your time. Like
That's
you're not
true.
Investing any money. It's good.
That's true. But you've been working from home as an entrepreneur. What do you think, besides like having Lula home with you and kind of being nutty, what are some other challenges that you've come across?
My biggest challenge is not doing housework while I'm home.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So like, I'm like right now I'm staring at the laundry on my bed that I haven't folded yet. And if like, you know, I can't get up here, so I'm stuck via this thing, but like writing emails or something, I'd be like, oh, I really need to fold that laundry. And eventually I do it instead of working. And then that makes work last a lot longer into the day.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, your 9 to 5 is really honestly like an 8 to 11 when you're working from home.
That's another thing too, is when you don't have a set schedule, like most employers have set schedules, but when you don't, you work all the time because your office is right there.
Yeah. And you know, and you're like, oh, let me go just like do the dishes real fast, or let me go vacuum real fast. And it's like staring at you and you know you have to get it done. You're kind of just stuck in that environment. So
yeah,
you know, that's not cool. Unless you're super dedicated, like if you're super disciplined, which I am not. I'm not, I can't do that. So
I know.
Maybe if I had like a sweet home office that was like upstairs and like above the garage and away, and I had to like walk really far.
It does help. Mine's upstairs and mine's the office / playroom. So sometimes it's a disaster, but it does help to have that kind of separated because on the weekends I really don't come upstairs.
Right.
You know, so that helps. But you do kind of have a, like a, I work where I live and I'm always there and my computer's right there so I can work whenever. And it's just the balance sometimes.
Yeah. Crazy. And plus I love to work. So I have a hard time not working.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, I hang out with my kid, but my poor husband, I'm like, you're an adult. You can do things by yourself. I'm going to be on my computer.
Yeah. I think you and I share that same working bug. We like to be busy.
Yes, exactly. Busy, busy. So that was my biggest problem. And actually I ended up, you know, that's sort of where the coffee shop got started, was I just needed a place to not be at home.
Oh gosh, yeah.
So, yeah, I made myself an office away, and now I'm like, oh, I just want to go home and work. But
you like shot yourself in the foot on that one.
Yeah, like if I didn't have to be there at a certain time, it might be better. You know, if I could just like come and go as I feel like. But since the shop has hours,
yeah,
you know, that's kind of obnoxious as well. It's a lose. You know, there's just no winning.
Right. There's no way. It's like that. We were sharing memes earlier today, y'all. You didn't see that. Well, you couldn't see it because it was in messaging, but it was like, everything is fine. And like, everything's on fire.
Fire. Everything's fine. Everything's not fine. Yeah. That's the story of Mill Spouse Coffee House, by the way.
Absolutely. Everything is fine, but we're all like on fire here.
Everything is chaotic. Nothing works the right way. There's no first time. That was awesome. It takes us 2 or 3 tries.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, it does. Yeah. But you know what? I think that's the way of military spouse life too.
Also true. Yeah.
You know,
everything's fine. Even though half my house is, you know, lost and who knows what they did with it. And I'm moving to Hawaii, you know, like
what?
I'm not. No, I'm just saying. No.
It's like what the?
Yeah, I just threw that in there.
Surprise. Oh man,
no.
I was like, we gotta talk about some things.
And I'm not doing that sometime soon. We're gonna be, that's gonna happen sooner than later, but you
well,
know,
we'll have to figure out the timing on recordings then.
Oh my gosh, I can't. I don't do well with the time difference. I can do a couple of hours, but like even East Coast to West Coast,
oh yeah, it's like a completely different.
Yeah. One time I did some work for somebody in Japan, so that was you know, the cool thing about that though, I guess, though, is almost a 12-hour difference, so it was like morning and night but almost the same time.
Oh, so okay.
Usually obnoxious, but I had to get up pretty early to talk to her before she went to bed. So but I just don't like it.
Well, just a quick question before we wrap up for the day. Are you a morning person? Like, do you like to log on really early and get stuff done, or do you like to work really late? Like, if you had a choice.
If I had a choice, I'd be in the morning.
Me too.
If I can get up, that's the key, is if I can get out of bed by 4 a.m., I can get more done by 7 than I usually do, like, the entire morning.
Agreed. I'm the same way. I like to go to bed at, like, 8:30, and then I like to be, if I'm up early, like, and that's the key, too, is getting out of bed and, like, actually doing it.
You want to know what I just did to make this work is I ordered a single cup coffee maker to put next to my bed.
That is amazing.
So then I don't have to get out of bed to get the coffee, and I'm feeling like, I'll let you know how it goes. We'll have a week update.
Oh, you haven't? Have you done it yet?
I ordered it. It's on the way from Amazon.
Oh, sweet.
So okay. I was thinking, like, if I can get the coffee, it's just there, because I do like to be snuggly, and I hate being, like, abruptly woken up. That's my problem. Like, I can't, the alarm and the fan, and it's cold. And also, I also need a remote for my fan. Turn it off. That's the next thing I'm going to buy. I know. I was about to say, that is a lot of stuff. Everybody listening is like, Jesus, you need coffee. And, but yeah, so I'm going to try that, because I think it might motivate me to get up. So if I can, like, be awake at 4, get out of bed by 4:30, it might work.
Much more productive. Yeah, I love that idea. I think that's a great idea. I need to start getting up again and exercising in the morning, because that's when I get
that makes a difference too.
Yeah. So as we wrap up today's episode, it wasn't to be like working from home is a downer or anything like that. It was basically just to tell you guys that it's a lot easier to find the jobs than you think it is. You just need to know where to look, and you need to know how to get connected with these people. If you want to connect with me on LinkedIn, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to linkedin.com, and I think it's backslash Brittany Miltner, BRITNIMILTNER. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Let's grow our connections, because we never know who you know, who I might know, and you may find a job.
Y'all, Brittany knows everybody. Do it.
Well, yeah. I'm working my way up there to know everybody.
Yeah. Yes, do that.
But
that's a good connection.
Please do that. And Leslie, you actually have a Facebook page as well for yourself, and I think that everybody should check
it out. Yeah, I have just Leslie O'Brien. I have a public figure page. That's where all the fun things happen. I am on LinkedIn, though, but not super active there.
I think it's okay not to be active, but I think it's important to have your profile updated. Like, I don't necessarily post anything on LinkedIn. But I am on the site, and I do check connections, and I do talk to people and messages that way. Yeah. But
yeah. Facebook's the way to connect with me. Facebook or Instagram. Leslie_O'Brien. And Instagram is probably, actually, that's probably the place to be right now. So follow me on Insta, follow Brittany and LinkedIn, and
you know, contact us if you have any questions about anything, or if there are any podcast topics that you want us to talk about, or if you need help finding something. We actually had a phone call with a great company earlier today about some opportunities for military spouses, and so we're really excited. We're really excited. We're working out the details on that, and we can't wait to share that information with you.
Y'all, it's a game changer. It's a game changer for us. I am really excited.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Check out Baby Quip, y'all. I really think that that's going to be a great opportunity for military spouses as well. It's babyquip.com, Q-U-I-P, not quick, but quip, Q-U-I-P.
Equipment.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's what it is.
Listen, you're so not here for nothing.
You're so smart. Check everybody out, guys. And if you want to talk to us about some collaboration opportunities, just email us at hello@millspousecoffeehouse.com. And as always, we love having you with us and listening and participating and sharing everything with us. We love hearing from y'all.
Yes, absolutely. And there's opportunity all around from this podcast. Like, this was super, y'all. If you don't listen to any other episode, listen to this one.
I know. This one is actually really informational.
Right. This is the one and only informational podcast from us, because everything else is just stories and funny. Actually, not everything.
No, we're...
We give good advice. But...
Yeah. I mean, sort of.
It's fine. But yeah, this is a good one. I'm excited. I'm excited to hear what y'all think. If you check out, all of the links that we are going to give you and everything, I'd love to, get some feedback on them.
Yeah. Please share.
Yes. But all right.
Until next time, y'all. We'll see you later. Bye.